So it's unique, I'll say that. This group, CoVenture, didn't go through our normal grant process for nonprofits, which are fall into a range of categories around health and human services or environment or, you know, categories like that, arts and culture, things like that. This one looked at it as an outside process and said that they were coming to us with a proposal specifically around economic development. And so rather than go through the normal grant process where we take basically 1% of our total discretionary budget, which is ends up being about $65,000 to $70,000, and we divide that up among the 20 or 30 nonprofits who get grants, this was really a separate line item altogether specifically focused on economic development. So it was definitely, it's the largest grant that we've given to a nonprofit this year.
One of CoVenture's board members bought the whole building they planned to occupy. That's the Spruce Building on the east end of downtown Carbondale. So they have some deep pockets. Was there any discussion, Ben, among the trustees about whether they needed any public money at all for this?
Yeah, we did talk about that. And essentially, they proved to us that this business model of co-working space, business incubation, and economic development doesn't really break even in a region like ours.
Any oversight at the town level of how that money will be spent?
Yeah, great question and kind of a two-part answer. So first of all, as far as timing, they're going to be up and running in January is their goal. So they're actively, they've already got their building permits, they're renovating that space, and they hope to open, I believe, in January of 2019. So we will see a lot of activity over the next year, and they will have to, CoVenture will have to come back to us to renew this if they want another year of funding, which we expect them to this time next year. And so that was made very clear, and they were very open to that and said, we'll be sitting here a year from now and we'll have proof of what impacts this is having on the community. And they said, if we don't satisfy, you know, what you're hoping for at that point, then you shouldn't fund us again. So this is the vision here is that this is a three-year program of support from the town and the county and the state to eventually get them on their feet to where it's self-sustaining and their revenue meets their expenses. The other part, though, as far as oversight, is that we made this funding contingent on the town of Carbondale having a seat on the board of CoVenture, just like town of Carbondale has a seat on the board of the Third Street Center, which we support, and of CLEAR, the clean energy economy for the region. Sometimes when we have a more in-depth kind of higher level relationship with a nonprofit like that, that's really helping us as a town achieve some goals that we don't have the staffing to do ourselves. We don't have an economic development department in our town, for example. We're basically outsourcing this to them, but then we're serving on their board for oversight.
So speaking for both yourself and the town, what do you want to see from CoVenture? How do you want them to specifically benefit the community?
I think what most of us on the board would like to see is, A, the co-working space really thriving right there on Main Street, and that east end of Main Street has more vitality and more stuff going on and people coming in and out. So one thing we want to see is that the co-working space itself is really thriving. The other thing that we want to see is that new businesses are getting created and that people are taking things from idea to reality because of this service, because of the coaching and mentoring and incubation and programming that they're providing. So that's what we'll be looking for a year from now, is some case studies and stories and examples of exactly that kind of thing.
Ben Baumfalk is a trustee with the town of Carbondale. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.